The Code of the Woosters by P. G. Woodhouse. Read by Martin Jarvis. I reached out a hand from under the blankets and rang the bell for Jeeves. Good evening, Jeeves.
Good morning, sir.
Oh, is it morning?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure? It seems very dark outside.
There is a fog, sir. If you will recollect, we are now in autumn, a season of mists and mellow fruitfulness.
A season of what?
Mists, sir, and mellow fruitfulness.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, be that as it may, get me one of those bracers of yours, will you?
I have one in readiness, sir, in the icebox.
He shimmered out, and I sat up in bed with that rather unpleasant feeling you get sometimes that you're going to die in about 5 minutes. On the previous night, I'd given a little dinner at the Drones to Gussie Finknottle as a friendly send-off before his approaching nuptials with Madeline, only daughter of Sir Watkin Bassett, CBE, and these things take their toll. Indeed, just before Jeeves came in, I'd been dreaming that some bounder was driving spikes through my head. Not just ordinary spikes, as used by Jael, the wife of Heber, but red-hot ones. Jeeves returned with the tissue restorer. I loosed it down the hatch, and, after undergoing the passing discomfort of having the top of the skull fly up to the ceiling and the eyes shoot out of their sockets and rebound from the opposite wall like racquetballs, felt better. It would have been overstating it to say that even now Bertram was back again in mid-season form, but I had at least slid into the convalescent class and was equal to a spot of conversation. "Ah," I said, retrieving the eyeballs and replacing...